For a studio audience. Here's your milk, Cheryl. Come on, let's go eat outside.
Luncheon outside? It must be 30 degrees out there.
Well, it's invigorating. Works up an appetite. That's how the Swedes eat.
Please, Laverne, I'm reading my etiquette book.
You need etiquette for the places you go?
One day I'd like to eat at a restaurant where the menu doesn't have a picture of burgers, fries, and a Coke.
Come on, Cheryl. Let's go out and sit on the bench and watch the men load up the trucks. That's fun.
That is not fun. They make vile comments about my lunch.
Hey, baby, how's your tuna fish?
Well, I'm gonna go outside.
Oh, I know what this is all about. It's Friday, and you don't want to be here when you know who comes through with the shots tour.
That's right, Miss Karen Clopton, with her nose stuck up in the air, putting us down in front of the tour, calling us unskilled labor. Well, I got skills.
Laverne, please, don't make a scene. They'll hear about it upstairs and you'll lose your job. Now, promise me that you'll ignore her.
I'll promise I'll try.
You better, because Karen would just love to get you fired.
And this is where the unskilled workers take their break. Shakespeare is very democratic in hiring people for their assembly line jobs.
Don't push her, Karen.
You don't even need a high school diploma.
I have a diploma and the punctuality pin.
Laverne is in bottling. But don't worry, folks. That girl's hands never touch the beer.
Put the bottle down. Put the bottle down. Put the bottle down. There. You showed very good self-control. You behaved just like a lady.
I'm gonna wait for her after work and stick a name tag up her nose.
No, no. That would not be ladylike.
What is ladylike?
You want to get even with Karen?
Yeah.
Beat her on the field of honor.
The vacant lot next to the bakery?
The bowling alley.
Yeah, I could give her a noogie with a 10-pin.
Oh, what is tomorrow night?
The company bowling tournament.
Right, beat Karen's team in the championship and she'll die.
Yeah.
If we really try, we can win.
We start tonight right after work and practice?
That's the spirit, Laverne, you see? Now, isn't this better than fighting? You get even with Karen, and at the same time, you preserve your human dignity.
Yeah, and then right after we win, I'll just sort of saunter up to Karen with all my dignity and say, Karen.
No, I did, but Emily posted. No, no. You see, Emily posted it when you order an entree. Oh! They're all ears, Coach.
Okay, before we we start practice tonight, I want to go over a few of the problems we seem to be having. Tina, you got to let go of your ball a little sooner. It should roll down the alley, not bounce down the alley. Right. And, Mildred, you have to hold on to your ball a little longer. Last year, you left it on the bus. Look with it, Tina. Call the bus company. We'll wait here.
Noticed that you didn't have any comments about my bowling. Have I really improved that much?
No.
Oh. Well, then, I think
Look,
that
Look, Cheryl, the reason I don't criticize your bowling is you're so sensitive and you always overreact.
Oh,
and I don't
gosh, I do
and,
not yeah, overreact.
You do, you
no,
do,
I
you
don't
do.
Overreact. Really, I don't. Try me.
Well, Cheryl, you bowl. You take too many steps.
See that? I didn't overreact.
I quit the game! Oh, I'm sorry, but 9 steps is too many.
9 is my lucky number.
23 is mine. If I followed your theory, I'd just walk down the alley and kick the pins over.
With your feet, you wouldn't need that many steps.
Oh, well, with your mouth.
Oh, bless you, Laverne. Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a little chilly in here.
Chilly in here? It's 1,000 degrees in here. Let me feel your forehead. You're burning up.
Cheryl, they're looking at us here.
Bernie, you've got a fever.
What did you expect? You said it was 1,000 degrees in here.
Here, liquids. Drink liquids. I don't think you should practice. If you practice, you're gonna go in there, get overheated, go out in the cold, catch pneumonia, and die.
What are you talking about?
Wendy Belunca.
Oh, Cheryl, not another one of your horror stories about a head cold that wiped out a city block.
It took her 2 years to grow her hair back.
Cheryl, believe me, I am not sick, and there is nothing in this place that will make me sick.
Hello, girls. Laverne, you got any butter?
No,
you got any butter
here? No butter.
You don't need
butter.
No butter. Just let me give it one yank. What are you trying to do? You're trying to rupture my hand? This is serious. We need a good lubricant. I'll try some olive oil.
How did you do that, Leonard?
I didn't do it, Shirley. Karen Clopton did it.
Is Karen in there? Don't think about Karen.
Yeah, I made some comment about her body, and she jammed this lady's ball on my hand.
Okay, if this don't work, then we'll just chain the ball to the back of the car and drag you around the block for a half hour.
Hurry up! That's my scratching hand, too.
Boy, that Karen sure hates you, Laverne. She called you Pelican Puss.
Pelican Puss?
Maybe it's some kind of compliment.
Yeah. Maybe she don't know pelicans are ugly.
I'm going to kill her.
Bless you. Bless you. What are you going to do, sneeze her to death?
Cheryl, I got to go in there and show that cow that she can't call me no pelican.
No, it was Pelican Puss.
Shut up!
I'm going to try the vinegar.
You promised to get even through bowling. Now, let's go practice.
All right. Give me that ball.
What'd you do, lose it?
Who is it?
It's me, Cowboy.
Can't be too careful these days.
Hey, the big raccoon is here.
Hi, Carmine. What are you doing carrying your socks around?
Oh, there's some people from the Milwaukee Mercy Mission in the building collecting, and they like it when you give them nice stuff.
What do you want, Carmine?
Oh, yeah, Laverne. Hey, you all set for tonight? Huh? You're not nervous or anything? You're not gonna choke on me, are you?
Nah.
Good, because me, Lenny, and Squeaky, we got up $25 for the game tonight.
Yeah.
I just wanna stop by and wish you luck.
Thanks.
Carmine, yeah. Laverne might not be bowling tonight. She's a very sick girl.
Don't look sick to me.
She's sick, see there?
I am not that sick.
You don't understand. Laverne is the only chance that your team has got.
What about me?
You're the other team's chance.
I don't get it.
You're not gonna let me down, are you, Laverne?
No, Carmine. First strike's for you.
Great. I get some more money, buy some new socks. You know I'd go from rags to riches. You would only say you could.
All right. You lie down right there. I'm gonna fix you a nice cup of hot yeast tea.
I'll take a rain check. I gotta practice.
Laverne, the doctor's coming over here to see you.
See, what are you worrying about? That's what you are. You're a worrywart.
All right, fine. Then the doctor will come over here, say, Shirley is a worrywart, Laverne is fine, she can bowl. Otherwise, you stay right here in bed.
The team needs me.
The team will win for you, just like in the movies.
You don't understand, Shirley. You just don't understand. I want to be there when we win. I want to tell Karen what I've wanted to tell her for the last 5 years.
I am so sorry I made such a big thing out of this bowling tournament. All right, I've said all I'm going to say. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going about my morning grooming. You lie down right there until the doctor comes.
Hey, I'll lie down. Maybe you're right.
You won't be sorry, Laverne. You can get even next year. I heard the trophy's gonna be bigger and it'll give us a whole year to practice. And maybe I can cut my steps down to 8. Now you just go to bed and take it easy and you'll be better in no time. And don't try to leave, because you know I'll catch you. I'm faster than you are, Laverne. Laverne! Laverne, you know I can outrun you!
I may be sick, but I'm smart.
Get on the couch, Laverne. The doctor will be right here.
Who'd you call?
Shipkowski.
Kowski? I never heard of him.
Yeah, well, he's new in the neighborhood.
A new doctor? What am I, a guinea pig?
Well, he may need the money and be cheaper. Who is it?
Dr. Shipkowski.
Come in, doctor. There's our patient.
What seems to be the trouble?
It's a serious cold.
You're a doctor?
Well, if I'm not, I'm going to get a parking ticket.
Aren't you a little young to be a doctor?
No, everybody in my graduating class is my age. I'd like to wash up before I examine you. Where's the,
Is down at the end of the hallway there.
That guy is not examining me.
Why not? He's a doctor.
Yeah, but he's young and handsome and he's got all his hair. Before a guy like that examines me, marries me first.
Oh, Fern.
Oh, it looks fine. I wish I had worn my baby doll.
Don't
is my
need,
hair
you look
okay?
Fine. Look, all right. Don't be silly. This man took an oath. I'll be glad to assist in any way I can, doctor.
Oh, thank you.
I better scrub up myself.
Now, let's have a look at you.
Here I am.
There, Laverne. That wasn't bad, was it?
No, it was kind of nice. Can you come back tomorrow?
Laverne, it's the fever talking, doctor.
Not tomorrow. The next day. I'll be back on Monday.
Monday? But Harold, I got a bowl tonight.
No, it's out of the question. It's bed rest until Monday, then we'll see.
Come on, you gave me a shot. I feel better already.
I'm sorry, Laverne, but you got a bad cold. If you don't stay in bed, you might get pneumonia.
Are there any further instructions for me, doctor?
Here's something for right now. I'll give Shirley a prescription for some more. When she takes these pills, don't let her drive or operate machinery.
Or bowl.
Don't worry. With these pills, she won't feel like doing anything like that.
Oh, thank you, doctor. Are you going to mail us the bill?
No, I'll bring it by myself. I kind of like Laverne. He's got a great heart.
Yeah. Goodbye, doctor.
Bye-bye.
That man saved your life, Laverne. Wasn't it nice of him to come all the way over here and make a house call? Bernie? Bernie, are you really asleep, or are you trying to trick me like before? You really are asleep, aren't you? Well, let's just get your feet up onto the couch. Tuck you in. Now, how to keep you here. If I leave you alone, you will go bowling. I know you. How am I gonna... I got it.
I hid all your clothes so you couldn't go out and die. P.S. Don't eat the last cupcake. Love you, Shirley. Yeah.
Oh, good afternoon. I'm Sergeant Helena from the Milwaukee Mercy Mission. Do you have anything for the needy?
I got one cupcake there.
No, I meant clothes. Mr. Ragusa gave us all these lovely socks.
Yeah, he's a real sport. Look, Sergeant, I'm sort of a little needy myself at the moment.
Oh, well, I'd be glad to talk with you about it.
No, Sergeant, really, I...
Oh, my dear, you really must take care of yourself. First, maybe we should get you some warm clothes.
Warm clothes, I wish. All I got is what's on my back.
Oh, my dear, what happened? Oh, maybe I can be of some help.
Help? You got any clothes in there?
Oh, no, so far I've only got socks, but maybe the mission can provide you with something. Tell me, how did you get to be so needy?
Oh, it's a long story, Sergeant. You see, I was orphaned at a very early age, and my aunts and uncles all chipped in and bought me these pajamas. And I'm gonna get kicked out of my apartment because I can't pay the rent. They gave all my money to the neighborhood children and cats.
And you were gonna give me your last cupcake.
Yeah.
Take your practice shot.
Now, wait a minute. Is this the lady what's gonna take over for Laverne?
Yes.
We're down the drain.
Don't worry, she'll do fine. All right, Mrs. McIntosh, give it your best roll.
Take the trophy home now. You haven't got a chance.
We're going to win this tournament, Karen, for my sick friend, Laverne.
Laverne's not sick. She's a coward. She's afraid to show up here and take a beating.
Laverne is here! Oh, she's here!
She's here! What are you doing here?
She's terrible! She's okay. She took all the pills to perk her up.
Those pills do not make her perky, they make her jerky. What is this she's dressed in?
This is what they call a missionary uniform. She just had lunch with 20 bums.
Good soup.
Well, I see Pelican Puss has made it. Let's get started.
You're gonna bowl, aren't you, Laverne?
Yeah, the team needs you.
No, Laverne can't bowl.
Yes, she can.
She can't, she looks terrible.
Let's leave it up to her.
What do you say, Laverne?
Good soup. Yeah. Yeah. There are no holes.
You mean they're not?
There. Thanks.
I'm walking, yeah, thinking I'm talking about you and me. I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely, as I'm hoping for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do in a well-run drive? You gonna run right with me, and I'm gonna run right by your side. For you, pretty baby, I'll even now walk you. Back you and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me.
This is the last frame. You got 6 more pins, and if you do it, we're winners. Come on.
I can't get up.
That's it, girls. She's quitting. We win.
Yay!
She is not quitting. Are you quitting?
No, I'm just not walking. I can't get to the foul line. Get me to the foul line.
Oh, we'll get it to the foul line. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You think you have a side in?
This is exciting. Yes, just like beating the clock.
No, it's fine.
We only need 6
just
pins.
6 pins.
It's looking good.
What you've been saving up 5 years to tell her. Karen? Laverne wants to tell you something. It's all yours, Laverne. Can't do it. You want me to do it. Will you at least admit that you're sick? All right. Karen, Laverne would just like to say that your team played a fine game. Better luck next year, Shank. You see, Laverne, it's a lot better to be sportsmanlike. You understand? Put the old...
Open your mouth and close your eyes and you will get a big surprise.
That's what you did to me tonight?
Boy, you were a jerk. Good luck next year, Shake.
Well, if you feel that way about it, why don't you pick yourself up, go over to Karen's house, and do what you have to do?
Because I can't do that. Not after your sweet as sugar speech. Then I'll come off looking like the bad one, like I always do. No, it's got to be you who does it.
I don't see why. We won. Isn't that enough for you?
No. I wanted to get Karen.
Laverne, I just can't go up to somebody and go... I can't do that. I just can't do that.
Well, then I just can't take my medicine.
You'll take your medicine.
Sure. Go ahead. Call the doctor. Be a squealer. Tell Harold I won't take my medicine. Probably break our date for the circus.
Hello, Karen? This is Shirley.